Ports up and down the west coast of the US have been processing cargo at a reduced rate, with serious implications for American businesses. Consumer advocates are complaining because imports of products as varied as toys, handbags and flat-screen TVs aren't getting in time for Christmas. Farmers are suffering too. One headline from the Pacific Northwest reports $19 million worth of rotten apples a week stuck on the quayside. It boils down to a dispute between the International Longshoremen and Warehouse Union, ILWU, and the Pacific Maritime Association. So what's the situation now? John Gold is Vice President of Supply Chain and Customs Policy at the National Retail Federation in Washington, D.C.
Well, I think you've got a series of different events that are impacting the West Coast ports right now operationally. You've got some serious congestion that has started back in September from a variety of different issues, everything from the larger vessels calling on the ports, the issues with the chassis shortage and control, issues with turn times and truckers, just the increased volume of cargo that's coming through, as well as what we understand from management have been some intentional slowdowns by the ILWU, who has been working to rule in certain ports. So it's a combination of a lot of different events that have really impacted the operations at the West Coast ports, most notably Los Angeles, Long Beach, Seattle, and Tacoma.
Are American businesses losing more on exports or imports?
I think right now the big loser is probably on the export side, as you have a lot of different interests, especially the agricultural interests, who are having a tough time getting their product to market. You know, we've heard a lot from everything from apples to hay. We saw some press this week and the end of last week about a shortage of French fries in Japan for McDonald's. So I think you're seeing a lot of different industries who are being impacted by what's happening at the West Coast ports. And for imports for our members, for the retailers, a lot of them put costly contingency plans in place early on, starting in as early as April, to make sure that they had product here in time for the busy holiday season. So they started bringing product in earlier than they normally would, incurring extra storage costs. They also looked at going to alternate ports, either on the East Coast, Gulf Coast, or Canada and Mexico, again, to try and avoid potential problems on the West Coast. Unfortunately, you can't fully avoid going through the West Coast ports, so you've had some products that have been stuck at the port. You know, typically, our members have told us it would take 2 to 3 days to get a container out of the port, and now it's taking anywhere from 7 to 10 days or even longer in some instances. And that all comes as an expense to the businesses.
Looking ahead to 2015, is there a risk that if these negotiations don't reach fruition, there'll be a shutdown?
We hope that's not the case. Obviously, that's something we're trying to avoid as much as possible, and that's one of the reasons why we've asked for the administration to engage both parties and encourage them to accept federal mediation to stave off any kind of shutdown of all the ports. We did a study with the National Association of Manufacturers earlier this summer and concluded that a shutdown of 5 days would cost the U.S. economy about $2 billion a day, and that would get even bigger if a shutdown were to last longer. As of right now, the president has not responded to the multiple requests from multiple industry groups for a federal mediator to help the parties arrive at a final contract. You know, we did the call for a federal mediator back in November. We know that a federal mediator was instrumental in helping the parties to the East Coast and Gulf Coast negotiations back in 2012 arrive at a final deal. So we thought that after 6 months, it would be time for the president to engage the parties and encourage them to accept federal mediation to help them arrive at a final deal. You know, I think we all want to try and avoid a repeat of what happened in 2002. When we had a 10-day lockout. All parties are trying to avoid that as much as possible. And our hope is that the parties will finally conclude a deal quickly. They just had an exchange of comprehensive proposals over the past couple of days. We hope that's a positive sign that things are actually progressing. But we're still waiting to see how this all shakes out in the end.
John Gold of the National Retail Federation. We did reach out to the ILWU for a comment. So far, they haven't come back to us. Sudbury, how do you see this? How damaging is this dispute? It's been going on now for many months.
Yeah, you know, as we just heard, I mean, there's product sitting there rotting. There's delays of weeks for certain items going in and coming out. And I mean, the line of businesses affected by this just goes on and on and on. And I think for sort of everyday Americans, I don't know that we have all picked up on quite the significance or this or quite the difficulty being presented to businesses, precisely because, you know, they have put in contingency plans and our stuff is still arriving so far. I think if our Christmas packages start arriving late, I think that's when people will wake up to this. But right now it's sort of not silently being born, but it's being born, you know, in quietly by businesses right now.
Sabri, thanks. More from Sabri and Vandana as we go through the program. It's just coming up to 1:22 GMT.